MGTOW men, welcome back. It's a collective apologies. Come on. We live in a world of gray, not black and white. And that's a fact. We need strength up front, not false humility. And as I got in a comment recently, humility comes from strength. When you feel strong, you don't need to act braggadocious. You can be humble. So women are not looking for humility in the moments that I'm going to bring up today in reference to a Beth Moore article that I said I was going to touch on last week. So I think in her article, what she's going to look for, and I'm going to read a bit of it, they're looking for strength in men in the majority of moments in life, in life moments. And if you don't act out on it, what's ushered in is a need for an apology. It's a microcosm of the everybody loves Raymond dynamic. And I was having a conversation recently, and I came to the realization during one of the things that we were talking about is that a lot of women that are seeking a relationship, what they think they want, they train men to be betas, or men are trained to be betas in society to get into the relationship. But when the relationship is over, they're blamed for not being an alpha. So this is kind of tied in loosely today, what I'm going to talk about. And a man is always teetering on that line, and on either side of that line is an apology. But why? It's because a man's life is a merit-based life. More than anything, it's a merit-based life. And the article I alluded to last week was a Beth Moore article. And Beth Moore is a well-known author, church founder, and overall Christian influencer today over the past couple decades. So she has a national influence. There's no doubt about that. So quick interlude. For those that don't know, each week I take a look at either a red pill passage from the Bible or something like this that I'm going to bring up. So I'm on about edition 56 or 57. So there's plenty to watch if you're looking to get into it. So I'm going to read a bit of it. And here's the headline, and a couple tweets are going to be interjected into this reading. Beth Moore has man get on his knees, apologize on behalf of all men. So Beth Moore recently had her band's drummer get on his knees before an audience of women and apologize to them on behalf of all men. Moore started her career as a teacher for women, but now preaches to both genders. Kevin Jones, a drummer for Moore's worship band, knelt before the crowd in a clearly choreographed moment and apologized to the crowd of women on behalf of all men. Moore tweeted the above photo earlier today as a picture of Jones kneeling in front of the community of people he was talking to. So the first of two tweets from her. Humility can usher in tremendous healing. The more powerful moment at our event for Native American women, this is Kevin Jones on his knees, our drummer, and as Christ-like as a man you'll ever meet, asking their forgiveness for all hurts and harms they've ever received at the hands of men. So basically it's touching on toxic masculinity, and that's kind of what I'm grabbing as the thesis there, even though it's not mentioned. Tweet two, I don't know a man who's more of a gentleman than Kevin Jones, but he humbly and gladly stood before those women, and on behalf of all men who had hurt them, voiced words like these, I am so sorry, would you forgive us? He told them of their worth and prayed on his knees for them. So another caveat to mention here is this apology was delivered at a kind of a reparative event for Native American women specifically. It was in, I think, rural Arizona. So that kind of adds another wrinkle to this general apology. We don't really know what was said in the sermon or in this conversation that was had that day. So what's the deal here? So nobody can make an apology that addresses a group. Okay? This is what toxic masculinity is posited to be. That men addressing it is this collective apology. You can't do those things. And this is what is occurring in churches in relation to masculinity. So innate masculinity is still desired, but it's not recognized for what it is when it's there. So the masculinity that produces, that creates order, that protects, that enforces, accomplishes, builds, it's motivated by the fire that's kind of imparted in our genes as men. We want to accomplish things. We want to do things. This is where it comes from. Okay, whether this is artistic ability, you're a craftsman, you have intellect, brawn, mathematical prowess, all these things have to do with what I said earlier. Whether or not society admits it, men live in a merit-based realm. So their world and value is based on merit. If they don't meet that as men, then they don't pursue it, and then they are ushered to the wayside. But the merit also includes another factor. It includes character. So that's expected. But when you act out on it, it's not really applauded, especially in today's world, and particularly now in the age of the bad boy. So these lines are even more blurred in churches like this. So toxic masculinity. It's a result of victimhood and society's impatience. So we live in an impatient society, a society that's looking for answers very rapidly and quickly, and we're bouncing off the walls trying to find one. So when a society becomes impatient and they scramble for solutions, what happens is that you get scapegoating. And this culture breeds a victim mindset while putting a guilt complex in the minds of men. So if these men now have a guilt complex, you're born with a guilt complex, it's just largely amplified in a lot of churches today and a lot of how the Bible is taught. Men don't know what they're walking into and they become cucked, and that was me, that I have been that. So MGTOW is here to remedy this, and we're not here to fight anything. We're not here to get in the way and draw swords and fight. We're here to point out what is going on. We're here to joust, just like what is going on in the article right here. That's what MGTOW does. So am I apologizing? Am I against it? Am I against being humble? No. I'm against not recognizing the individual for the individual. I am against convincing all men that when they're born, that they have to shoulder a boulder of merit in all facets of life. And even if they do all that they need to and accomplish all of that, they still have to apologize and live with the guilt complex. So take care of your own things. This is not Christian practice right here. When collective blame is ushered, individual paths are taken. MGTOW, we're recognizing that, and that's our rebound. We're saying, wow, there's a collective blame going on. There's this blob of collective blame. I'm going to go my own way. That's part of why MGTOW is proliferating. So sunrisecity@gmail.com, sunrisecity on Twitter. Got a lot of emails to get to, homies. I will get to them when I have a chance. Hoodies up, hoodies out.